L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Rachel Goes Rogue.
Hey guys, this is Rachel Savannah Levis, your host of Rachel Goes Rogue. There are a few misconceptions that keep popping up that I just wanted to clarify in today's episode. I'm here with one of my iHeart producers, and we're just going to jumpstart this discussion. Let's get into it. First, people are claiming that I would not be watching season 11 of Vanderpump Rules, which I did not say that. I said that watching it would be a trigger for me, but I have things in place to keep me emotionally regulated as I watch it and process it with a therapist. But I am watching the season because I am very much still a focal point of their narrative. And I'm not just going to bury my head in the sand and like ignore everything that's going on. Like when people are talking about me and saying my story for me, I feel like I should have the ability to speak for myself. And I'm doing it in a way that is safer for my well-being. I'm doing it in a way that I'm able to articulate how I actually feel and be vulnerable without being talked over by other people. And I think that's the most authentic way I can represent myself. So I'll continue watching and I'll continue podcasting.
Some people have also thrown around the phrase best friend when it comes to you and Ariana. You've already talked about this before, but I want to know, what did you look at your relationship with Ariana like?
Okay, so Lisa mentioned the best friend thing, saying Tom wasn't thinking of shagging Ariana's best friend or whatever. I think for me, when people use the word best friend to define Ariana and my friendship, I tend to automatically get defensive with that because for me, I didn't consider her a best friend and I didn't think that she considered me a best friend. You know, like that's why I'm saying like we weren't best friends. But your level of friendship doesn't really determine how bad the action is. Like the action is the action and it's unacceptable no matter what the relationship is. But I also acknowledge that maybe for Ariana, she viewed me as a best friend, even though my definition of a best friend would be somebody that I'm calling often and like, you know, talking to, filling in details of my day. And we didn't have that type of friendship. So when the term best friend was being put out there, like that's the reason why I wanted to defend myself.
Do you feel like they weaponized that phrase towards you?
Yeah, I feel like they painted more of a diabolical picture with saying that we were best friends. And it was like that ultimate betrayal, which it still is an ultimate betrayal, honestly, because she trusted me as a friend and I had a duty to her as a friend to not overstep this clear boundary. Like, yes, I knew that Tom and Ariana were in a relationship, yet I acted on my impulses without consideration to how it would affect her feelings and how it would emotionally damage her. So I really am sorry for crossing that boundary and violating Ariana's trust. As we talk about it more too, I feel like maybe I was getting defensive as a way to cognitively distance myself because it is such a difficult concept for me to wrap my brain around. Like, how could I actually be capable of doing something like that, betraying a friend like that? So I really do want to take accountability for my actions.
I do wonder though what it feels like when other cast members who have kind of been in similar situations to you kind of negate what they did because they say they weren't friends or it wasn't in the friend group.
Right. For example, Lala at the reunion, you know, when I came to her saying, look, you don't have a leg to stand on because you slept with James while we were together. That was coming from a place of defending myself because I felt like she was out of line for criticizing me. And in turn, she said, we weren't friends. I met you, and the moment I met you, I hated you. And, you know, it's like, okay, so are you excusing your actions because we weren't friends? It's still messed up. And I think for this situation with Ariana, it is so messed up because we actually were friends, but I enjoyed hanging out with her and I enjoyed hanging out with Tom. And I feel like that's why it got so messy, because I really did care about both of them, even though I threw that friendship away selfishly by putting my needs before hers.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, this one is a little bit random, but I've been seeing this all over TikTok lately, and I wanted to know what is going on with the whole pasta thing. It's not about the pasta. If it's not about the pasta, what is it about, Rachel? Can you tell me more about this pasta?
Okay, yes. Pasta is not code word for any substances. It's not. It really was about the pasta, you guys. So I was working one night at Sir, and Lala was there with Logan and some friends, and I had my employee meal, which was the penne siciliane with capers, pine nuts, and olives. delicious. If you want to add a protein, I highly recommend the shrimp, Chef's Kiss. They don't have it on the menu anymore, unfortunately. But at the time, that was the pasta that I ordered. And I don't really remember it clearly. I think I had a few bites and I had to go run off to one of my tables and Lala ate the rest of my pasta. So it became like a bigger thing on season 6 of Vanderpump Rules because James is trying to make the point that it's not about the pasta. It's about you disrespecting my girlfriend by eating her pasta and laughing about it because she's belittled me for years. And that was the point that he was trying to make, that it's not about the pasta. It's about your disrespect. But people thought like, there's no way this is actually about pasta. They can't be this passionate about someone eating someone else's pasta. So yeah, it's not code word for anything, guys. We can put that rumor to bed now. So one of the other misconceptions that I keep hearing is that I'm changing the reason why I didn't go back to Vanderpump Rules. First, it was the money. Then it was Ariana. Then it was my mental health. And can we just like clear that up really quick? When you're making a life decision like this, you are weighing every single pro and every single con. There are multiple reasons why I didn't go back. Come on, guys. I feel like you're picking and choosing which ones I'm saying in the moment, like I'm changing it to try to appease whoever. I just want you to know that there are many reasons and I've been explaining them as we go on. Yeah, I did want to know, what type of money are we talking here? Am I going to be able to financially support myself for all the therapy that I will need doing this show? But at the end of the day, there's no amount of money that they could offer me to go back and risk all of the work that I have done on myself. There's no way I would have any form of healthy relationships with any of the cast members. So why would I go back to that environment? It would be toxic any which way you look at it. And it would further me from reality, which I'm trying to get back to. So I just want to clear that up once and for all.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.